At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering what's on the Traeger. Sausage and pesto lasagna.
Excuse me.
Whoa.
Cheesy garlic bread. Who has it better than we do?
Wow. Nobody.
Yeah. You're probably saying lasagna on the Traeger? Yes. We're going to smoke the lasagna today.
Come on. Pesto lasagna.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's for you.
Yes, it is.
Someone's kissing up in the back.
Can't go wrong there. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler's standing by, sitting by right now to take your phone calls, as he always does, every day. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning, those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. You can watch this program for free and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering 390. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the DP Show. And once again, sign up for the newsletter. It's a lot of fun. They do a great job. The Backroom Guys comes out every day, Monday through Friday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Doesn't cost you anything. We don't want to inundate you with other emails, anything. It's just a recap of the show and a heads up on what else is happening on this program, including next week. We will have the latest batch of Tailgate Moonshine. Azalea is the flavor. It'll be available next week. We'll let you know. Just a coincidence that Azalea is the Tailgate Moonshine coming up next week. Go to danpatrick.com and sign up. This program brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. Takes every meal to a new level. Wi-Fi technology, precision temperature control for delicious, consistent flavor. Visit Traeger.com. right now, and start shopping. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
It's our favorite day of the week. It's a Friday Fritzy poll question day. Todd sends, he tends to send poll questions.
Now, did he send these through Paulie?
Well, Paul's making some hand signals.
Wait, what are you doing? You land in a plane?
He's not into these.
You worked at the airport. Is this a stop sign for the plane with the two flashing
that
things?
That means, yes, you've gone far enough.
Okay.
Gone far enough.
Wait, what's wrong?
I want to recuse myself from this. Fritzy has three poll questions. The first two are perfectly fine, pithy sports poll questions. The third one might be out of bounds. Dan, I'm going to yield the floor to you and recuse myself.
You know what?
It's your call. It's Friday.
I'm gonna let Fritzy be Fritzy.
You're
going
to allow it.
Yes, I'm going to let you go.
Allowing it.
That's good.
Yes.
This is the good news, is that Todd has submitted three poll questions, yes, and there's 3 hours of this show.
We could have one each hour.
Hello.
All right.
Should we save the questionable one for last, or how do we want to do this?
Well, just give us the poll questions.
All right, I'll give it in the order I sent it to you guys. The third one I put in bold red, and Paulie was smart enough to at least question it.
Okay.
This weekend, the biggest must-watch is men's Final Four, women's Final Four slash title game, because that's going to be on Sunday, the title game.
Okay.
NBA action, first weekend of the MLB season, or other, because there are other sporting events going on.
Well, I think it's a big game. I think it's appointment viewing tonight with Iowa against South Carolina, the women's Final Four. I think Saturday is always one of the great days this time of the year when you get two of the games with the Final Four, and then you have Monday's title game. Baseball, there's still a curiosity there, but there's no hurry that I have to watch this weekend. NBA action, what are we watching for? Seeding, maybe MVP vote. By the way, with all of this talk about the Joker and Embiid, the best player in basketball is Giannis. Giannis is the best player in the game. It doesn't mean he wins the MVP, but he already got his. And now it feels like it's Embiid's turn, and it feels like that. But we've gotten to the point. Giannis has graduated to the point he's like Patrick Mahomes. Well, you expect him to be great. LeBron got to that level. And as a result, it's not a great story. Now, I thought it was a great story a couple of years ago where he was playing great, you win the title, and I thought you could give him the MVP for what he's doing, leading the league in assists. But Giannis has graduated to the point of, yeah, he did what? Oh, okay, had a triple. Okay, we're not fascinated with that. But, you know, the more I look at this, now granted they were blown out by the Celtics last, how does that happen? The Bucks are the best team in basketball. They have the best record. Vegas, DraftKings says they're the favorite to win the title, followed by the Celtics. And what happens? Boston beats Milwaukee by 41. What? But Giannis, to me, is the best player in the game. Now, you want to argue about Embiid and Joker and their value to their teams? We could do that. But the more I thought about this, the more it's like, wait a minute. How about that guy right over there? He's the best guy. He's already proven this. He's won a title. They're favorites to do it again. Now, I did miss too many games, but he does show you his value. And he's the best player. But I think Embiid is still a slight favorite here, probably going to win it. And I think there is voter fatigue with the Joker. Embiid's a wonderful player. But Giannis, to me, is the best player in the game. All right. Bryant Gumbel, the decorated Bryant Gumbel will join us a little bit later on, host of HBO's Real Sports. Dame Lillard, the Blazers guard, we taped the interview yesterday. 99.9% of the interviews we do live because I prefer that. But we had to get Dame on with the time that worked for him. He's being shut down by the Blazers, and we talked to him yesterday, touched on a variety of things, including the MVP. But also, more importantly, being loyal to your franchise. And he had some really interesting things to say about being loyal. If he leaves, he's chasing a ring. If he stays, he's only staying for the money. A very interesting conversation with Dame Lillard. That'll be in the final hour of the program. Harold Reynolds from Major League Baseball Network will join us. Recap, a lot to recap yesterday afternoon and last night. True to form, Shohei Ohtani was great. Nobody saw the game in Oakland, and they end up losing.
Didn't you say that yesterday?
Yes, I did. Nobody will see it. He'll pitch great, and they'll lose. Todd, what else do you have for me today?
We have, how much opening day baseball did you actually watch? A whole lot? I took a peek. None at all.
I don't know if you need the emphasis on none at all.
A whole lot? I took a peek. None.
I watched a whole lot. But also, I was fooled occasionally where I would be tuning in where, you know, it would say on DirecTV this game was going on, and all of a sudden I'd tune in and be like, and the recap once again from Fenway is 10-9.
Wait a second. I thought it was the top of the sixth. How's this over? Jim Rice is on my New England Sports Network channel postgame.
And here we go with the final poll question for this Friday.
Whoa,
Friday,
whoa,
Fritzy.
Whoa.
Here we go.
All right.
If you were on a pitch clock to please your partner, you'd never commit a violation, always get called out, occasionally beat the clock. Don't be ashamed. It happens to everyone. Pasta prematura. That's unfortunate.
You did put this in red. Yes, Paul.
I'm confused by the answers. I really thought about this.
I'm very confused by the answers as well.
Because if you never violate the pitch clock, and I'm saying this slow as I can,
clock,
then you would be done early. And then in the third one, you're also done early with the...
I wouldn't give it too much thought.
But the one that gets me is always get called out. That feels like the best option? Or is that a positive or a negative?
Once again, I wouldn't give
it's meant to be a little vague and confusing, however you want to read into it.
I wouldn't give it too much
thought. It's a puzzle.
It's a riddle. Too much thought.
In baseball, it's good to speed things up. In the bedroom, maybe not so much.
So baseball opening day, Aaron Judge homers. The Angels lose. Anthony Richardson has his pro day. Celtics roll the Bucks. You got basketball coming up tonight with the Women's Final Four Saturday. The more you think about it, and I was thinking about this morning when I was talking to the Danettes, and I said, Florida Atlantic or San Diego State is going to play for the national title. By rule, one of those two has to play for the national title. Miami against UConn in the other matchup. UConn would be considered a heavyweight and a blue blood. They don't lump them in. It feels like, hey, it's at Duke, North Carolina, Kansas. Those are the blue bloods, Kentucky. Blue bloods. Connecticut, it feels like every 5 to 7 years wins a national title. They got 4 titles in 25 years, something like that. By the way, in case you're wondering, DraftKings with the betting lines, Florida Atlantic getting 3 against San Diego State. And Miami, the Hurricanes, getting 5.5 against Connecticut. Connecticut is the overwhelming favorite to win it all, followed by San Diego State, Miami, and then Florida Atlantic. Yes, Paulie?
I think UConn in the past 25 years has more national titles than Michigan State, Indiana, and how was North Carolina?
Gonzaga.
Does North Carolina have 2 in the past 2 decades or 3? It's hard to keep track, but 4 in 25 years. How about this for a name for UConn? New blood. They're a new blood.
Mm.
They're not a blue blood. They're a new blood because the past generation, they've been great.
But they are still a blue blood.
No, because that's you got to be before 2000. Your work has to be done before 2000.
Oh, to be a blue blood?
Yeah. That's why Kentucky is in forever.
I think UConn won in 99.
I guess what I'm saying is you got to earn most of your reputation.
Okay. Yeah, snuck in under the wire there.
I think in 99, that would be their new blood championship then. Because it's the end of the era. Mm. And then they started the new blood.
Yeah. Marv, how confident are you about your Huskies?
I feel good. They've been dominating all tournament.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can pull out 2 more games against Miami and either Florida Atlantic or San Diego State.
Right.
Hey, but UConn played Butler in a national title game too. So it won't be the first time playing against a mid-major. I don't want to disrespect anybody.
Major. Okay.
Going to Houston this weekend.
No, you're not.
It sounded good. Come on.
No,
in
you're
my
not.
Story, I'm going to Houston this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Ray Allen said, oh, great, you can come along.
I can get you in, but you're not going to Houston to watch the Final Four.
Not to try to get back here Monday morning.
If you want to have Monday off, you can have Monday off to go watch your Huskies.
DP, don't play. Don't play like that.
That's cruel.
Don't play.
That is cruel.
That's not even nice.
You know what? If you want to come back on Tuesday after the Monday night title game, Paulie, check on flights.
Working on it.
All right. Check on flights there, Marv.
Don't do that, DP.
Don't do what Fritzy did, and he could have gone to the Broncos parade.
Blew off Von Miller and the whole team. Nah, you guys
celebrate. He could have been on a float with Von Miller. If you want to go, Marv, you let me know.
Just how big a fan are you?
Oh!
It's in your lap now. It's in your court.
It's Friday, Fritzy. Everybody has been forewarned here. We'll talk about Anthony Richardson's pro day because this is what happens. It's rare when somebody has a pro day and they go, oh, my God. Now, Jalen Carter, we went, uh-oh. But, 99 times out of 100, you watch a pro day and you go, okay, man. Do you see Will Levis? He's jacked. Anthony Richardson hit the roof with one of his throws. He did backflips. Okay. Can you hit a post pattern? Can you hit a down and out? How many times do you throw deep in an NFL game? Man, he can throw the deep ball. You know what wins in the NFL? Accuracy. Avoiding interceptions. And I always look at somebody who has this much talent, and I go, why wasn't he greater? Now, I was told by a scout who said, you're being hard on the kid. Florida didn't have a lot of great receivers. I said, okay. But with that athleticism, that's what I want to see. And he's a one-year starter. But also, he's young. You know, he's 20. I don't need him to be great right away, ready to play right away. But we'll talk about that because Carolina is doing their due diligence. And the Raiders. See, it feels like, and I've said this all along, feels like he's Raiders bound. This feels like something that Al Davis would do. Now his son, Mark Davis, they were there. He interviewed with them. And that would be my pick where he's going to be. But just because you hit the roof, Will Levis, I guess, hit the roof on one of his throws. But I mean, great, you can hit the roof. Can you hit the tight end? That's all I care about. No, but I hit the roof. Hey, my vertical is 40. Great. And what's that mean? Greatest player in the history of the NFL, quarterback-wise? He couldn't jump. I want you to be able to lead a team, throw the football. And, you know, there's the Cam Newton comparisons with him. Size-wise, athleticism, all of those things. But Cam showed more when he was in college. But Anthony Richardson, we're fascinated with this. We're like, oh, my God. And then you go, it's a supermodel. And then all of a sudden she speaks, and you're like, wait a minute, whoa. And she's got a high-pitched voice or something. You're like, oh, my, what? Anthony Richardson looks like a supermodel right now. But looking at everything he did at Florida or didn't do, like there's a couple of things. He has a couple of runs where you go, oh, my God. Like, did anybody want to tackle him, try to tackle him, could tackle him? Yes, Marv.
Do you think scouts and GMs are thinking, man, we might have a Patrick Mahomes on our hands right here?
No. He's not Patrick Mahomes.
I'm just saying as far as.
He'd be Cam Newton.
Not on like a great team or anything, but there's some talent there. And with the right coach, he can do some things.
Well, I think that's the key. Will Levis has issues with his throwing, with his mechanics. And you would think at this stage, when you get there, you're at a pretty high level that you shouldn't have these issues. But Sam Darnold did at USC. Quarterbacks have these issues. They get away with it because college is different. Your receivers are open. In the NFL, you have to throw them open. Yes, Seton O'Connor?
Anthony Richardson runs so well, he won't get a second contract from his team. That's how good he is with his feet.
Oh, okay. Zing!
Yeah. I just can't. That style of play. We can take him in the draft, but we can't pay him.
How about
that.
We take a break? We'll take a break here. Is Harold Reynolds joining us next?
He is.
Oh, okay. Let's see. And so we'll settle on a poll question. Do you want to do one of the two that Todd gave us there, Seton?
Yeah, we could do the baseball one, how much you watch.
Okay, that's good. All right, we'll take a break. Just getting started. 877-3DP show. Back with Harold Reynolds, Major League Baseball Network, after this. If you own a small business, you know the value of time. So does GetRefunds.com. That's why they made it easy for you, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit or ERC. You can do this morning. It'll probably take you less than 8 minutes. They've got it down to a science. Go to GetRefunds.com. See if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Now, what is that? Well, your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000. That's per employee that you kept on payroll during COVID. And there are a lot of businesses that believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. It's a payroll tax refund, and it's only available for a limited amount of time. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help your business as well. No upfront charge. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. What are you waiting for? You got 8 minutes? May make you a lot of money on your refund. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. What's the playlist today, Marv?
Last day of Marv Madness. Just playing the hits.
Okay. You had February was your month. Then I gave you March is Marv Madness here.
We were celebrating black voices.
Yes, we were. We should always be celebrating.
Marvin.
Let me hear that creepy voice again.
We were celebrating black voices.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
God, I hate that. Oh, so condescending. Go ahead. Sorry. Like, oh, February, it's all you guys.
Yes.
Oh, March 1st, Christopher Columbus.
I gave you 2 months. I gave you February and March.
And I was Employee of the Month both months.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, you were. You got preferential parking. Like, I took care of you, man. I took care of you. Oh, I'm going to give you April if you want it.
Oh.
Whoa.
If Connecticut wins the national title, you get April. You control the music in April.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Who's got it better than you do?
Some people.
All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question. Actually, give me the poll question, and then we'll get to Harold Reynolds, Major League Baseball Network analyst.
This weekend, actually, we're going with how much opening day baseball did you watch? A whole lot, I took a peek, or none?
All right. I watched a whole lot. Let's bring in HR, who joins us now. He was in studio yesterday, the two-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove winner. HR, how would you sum up opening day, opening night, Major League Baseball?
I thought it was awesome. First of all, for the first time since 1968, every team played. That was the best part of the whole day.
Yeah.
You know, you remember when we were kids, Dan, that Cincinnati Reds would play at like 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
It was like, baseball's here. That's what I felt like yesterday. It was really cool.
I railed on this yesterday, being the buzzkill that I am. That you have all of these players, you have all these teams, everybody's in action. Why is Shohei Ohtani hidden in Oakland to open up the season?
I'm with you. That's just the way the schedule is built. I would have loved to see him be the first guy out the gate, man. He is like something we've never seen. And he transcends the sport, and that's what you need right now. And he had an inning last night. I stayed up and watched him. It was the fifth inning. He got in a little bit of a jam. And he threw three pitches to get out of it. 100, 100, and 101. I mean, it was like, and he drove in. He got a base hit that set up their only run that they scored in the game. I mean, it was fun to watch.
But do you believe that he's a $600 million player? Is he a 12-year $600 million?
I don't think it's going to be 12 years. I think it might be 10. He's going to get 600 plus. Oh, I believe that. And here's why. Because if you watch the WBC, and I know people have argued whatever way they want to, the fact that he had a whole country say it's a holiday, we're in the finals playing in America, and Shohei's playing, and they had 90% of Japan watching, that's every day when he plays. So that's where the money is, the value comes from. You can make the argument, hey, you got to pay him for a pitcher and as a DH and all that. But to me, the money comes, what do you draw? And he draws it internationally.
But how do you get that money from the international audience? If you're
I think you got to do a deal if you're a team, figuring out how to get his games on TV over there.
Okay.
And you market him.
But how do you keep those two guys? Is Ohtani going to be on the Angels by the end of the year?
By the end of the year, I think they're still going to be in the race, so I think they keep him. Do I think he leaves as a free agent? I've always felt that way. I don't see what changes it. You know, so I don't know. He won't be an Angel after this year, I don't believe.
But if you were going to say who can afford him?
Well, there's a number of teams that can afford him because of what I just said. You're going to make your money back and then some. He's an incredible investment.
But the Dodgers don't let him get out of town.
I don't think so. I mean, the way they operate and Mark Walter's mindset as an owner, but they got another sheriff in town and Steve Cohen in the Mets, and he's gonna be right there fighting with them. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, that money is not off to a rousing start with the Mets.
Oh, man.
I mean, all of a sudden you're going to be, I'm going to spend all this money. Well, that guy's on the DL, and that guy's on the DL, and that guy, and that guy, and...
Not pretty. Yeah. I talked to Buck Showalter last night. You know, Buck's always, hey, next man up, I'll figure it out. But, they got to survive until they get Verlander will be back probably 3 or 4 starts from now. So you get that going. But Diaz is a big blow.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at 50 saves at the end of the game. That's a big blow. I don't know how they replace that.
All right. Let's recap the rules on opening day and opening night.
Okay.
And do you think that they're going to be enforced the same way in July? Because sometimes we'll see this in other leagues where they go, we're going to crack down on pass interference. We're going to crack down on holding in the NFL. And then all of a sudden you get late in the season. You're like, wait a minute. I thought you guys were calling holding or pass interference. Will these umpires be this strict come July?
Well, you're a wise man, Dan. I think there'll be adjustments along the way, but I do believe that the clock is the clock. 15 seconds is not going to move to 20. You know, it's not going to move from 20 to 25 at the runner on base. I think those numbers will stay the same. But we had an incident last night in Miami with the Mets where Pete Alonso's on base. He's running. It's a foul ball. And McNeil's at the plate. And Pete Alonso takes a while to get back. And McNeil gets a strike. Those things like that will be adjusted. That's not in the spirit of the rule. So I think there will be some adjustments along the way. And the players are going to get better, too. You know, Pete Alonso played in the WBC. He wasn't around for 4 weeks. He's just moseying back. He'll jog back to the base next time. So I think there's going to be adjustments with the players and umpires.
Talking to Harold Reynolds, MLB Network analyst. I don't want to overstate this, and I know this has been overstated before, that these rule changes, this is this commissioner's legacy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it might be the second most important moment in baseball, yet integration, which obviously changed the game. This is a change or changes that were needed. I just don't know how important they're going to be as we look back 10, 15 years from now. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's changed the game forever.
Okay.
You know, I think it's bringing fans back. We're talking about baseball off the top of your show this hour. It's changed the game. And I think what's going to happen, if you go to a Little League game now, they stand around and just take the time. Games were never played at that pace, so they've changed. What happened yesterday, games were cut by almost a half an hour by average. It's the lowest since forever. And then you start looking at stolen bases yesterday, 21 steals yesterday in the games. That hasn't happened since 1907. And Ricky Henderson wasn't even playing then. You know, so, I mean, all these things are happening. And what happens, Dan, you well know this, that being the basketball guy that you are, the shot clock started in the NBA. Next thing you know, you see it in college. Then you see it in youth basketball. And the same thing is going to happen in baseball. This is going to be a trend that's going to change the whole sport forever.
Your expectations for Aaron Judge this year are what?
That was cool to see him hit that home run yesterday. He's going to have some competition. I think Ohtani and Trout, they stay healthy. They're going to be on him. And we're going to see three guys chase 60-plus this year. I think Judge is 40 home runs when he wakes up. That's going to happen. So he's set another standard and another bar now. And I think he's a premier 50-60 homer guy.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be watching.
All right, my man.
Thank you.
You got UConn running this, or you got the three others?
UConn. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Who do you have?
I got an upset, man. I got Florida Atlantic.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, man.
They're the longest odds right now, according to DraftKings. UConn, prohibitive favorite, San Diego State, Miami, and then Florida Atlantic.
Yeah. Florida Atlantic puts that pressure on you, man. They press you. They play that D.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, bud.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Appreciate it.
That's Harold Reynolds, Major League Baseball Network. Always ready. He's ready to go. He wakes up ready to talk base. Him and Tim Kurkjian. Tim Kurkjian, always ready. Oh, by the way, I roughed up Jeff Passan yesterday, and some people, I hope you understood that we were having fun. He was talking about how great his hair is, and Jeff Passan has always been available to us, and I don't want you to misconstrue anything. I love his passion for the game, and he's always available, and he has a sense of humor, and that's all that was yesterday. That was just friendly banter back and forth. If you heard it and didn't understand the context, you're like, what the hell's wrong with Dan Patrick saying I built ESPN? Chris Berman built ESPN, but I kind of helped with some ladders there, maybe some wallpapering or some paint. But it's built on the shoulders of Chris Berman and Bob Lee and Tom Meese, not me. Yes, he
did. I mean, you laid some bricks there.
Some groundwork
there. Groundwork, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's part of the frame.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the addition.
Right, like the guest house.
Yeah, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Who do you think you are?
I know. 18 years at the mothership and you're going to go after my hair? How dare you? There's a lot of things you can say, but don't say that. Paulie was ready to drive up to Bristol, take a piece out of Jeff Passan. Let's see. Jeff in California leads us off today. Good morning, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Great.
I've been with you since the Dibble days, and I don't know if you recall, I got to meet you with my daughter when we had a bet between the Kings and the Ducks. And on a side note, before I get serious for a second, the Kings have a doppelganger for Seton in the name of Victor Arvidsson. Look the guy up. I think you'll be blown away by how much he looks like Seton.
Okay.
But down to a serious note, you hear from a lot of people about being sick and not being able, you know, to get out, and they watch your show and how you guys become family listening to all you guys. And I'm currently going through stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and it's terminal. And I just want to let you guys know how much we out here appreciate you guys as our family in the morning to just talk sports and everything else and keep it light and keep it fun. And you still manage to do that for someone like me and the others who get sick and have to go through stuff. And I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you do.
Well, Jeff, I remember running into you with your daughter, and I'm glad you're part of the family, and I appreciate that. Usually at a moment like this is where you end your call by saying, like, suck it, back row, or, you know, the floor is yours, Jeff, if you would like to call somebody out on the program.
Well, he's the new guy, so we'll heckle him in a little bit. Suck it, small hands, Marvin.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Legacy play.
Okay.
I like it. Thank you, Jeff. All right. We wish you well, okay?
This is typically where we jump in and we're like, man, what a buzzkill Jeff was. And then, like, you pile on a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
By the way, Jeff nailed it. Victor Arvidsson.
Yes.
I think he was a Predator. Now he's on the Kings.
I mean, don't say he's... Well,
yeah. I think he played for the Predators.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
No accusations.
You're saying he looks like Seton. He's a Predator.
I'm a Predator for life, he said. When he
What?
No, I play for the Predators.
So you drove 150 miles to tell someone not to be?
He's on the list. I saw his name.
Victor Arvidsson, he and Seton look like
twins.
Okay,
I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
That looks like a mugshot.
But the hair and the beard is almost exact.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Seen your brown eyes, I think, right?
Blue.
Bluish? Okay.
Don't it turn.
Remember, brown eyes, blue. Oh,
Crystal Gale shout out. Good job.
It definitely looks like it could be related to Seton.
But who, now, you look like other people, though. James Corden, like you're a little.
I would say this is
very James Corden.
A little thinner James Corden.
Slightly.
A little.
Slightly.
Yes, Paul.
I'm going to go with Victor Arvidsson.
Not over James Corden.
Yes. We have to break this down.
Seton and James Corden.
Maybe the three of us are brothers, that's sort of the progression.
Mm, okay. Where are you in the progression? You're a Predator.
I'm the middle child, I would imagine.
All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. Bryant Gumbel, big-time broadcaster, getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Sports Emmys. I wonder if we'll be there. Mm. He gets the Lifetime Achievement Award. And Dame Lillard... I don't often say must listen, but I think he reveals some pretty interesting things. When we taped the interview yesterday, what he had to say about when an athlete is loyal or not loyal, he had some revealing things to say. And also we talked about the MVP as well, who would get his vote. That'll be in the final hour of the program. So a lot of show to get to, more phone calls. Play of the day's next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
High fly ball to right from Peterson. Hit well. Renfro got turned around and somehow still made the catch. What was that? Hunter Renfro. Kind of a no-look catch.
He went over to Kevin Mitchell, but this time he used a glove instead of the bare hand. And he still smiled, and so was Shohei.
That was ridiculous.
Yes, it was. And it was lucky. Bally Sports West Television. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. All-time greats, hottest rookies, biggest superstars, one place to collect them all, Panini trading cards, autograph cards, instant classics, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Update the poll results, Seton.
Dan, I'm just dialing those up right now. Okay. How much baseball did you watch yesterday? The answers are, golly. How much baseball did you watch yesterday, Dan?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many?
Are you stalling?
How many hours?
3 hours and 17 minutes.
Well, it used to be a full game, I guess.
Yes, it is.
You really timed it like that. That's impressive.
I did.
Three hours and 17 minutes.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
How much opening day baseball did you watch, Dan? This is just rude. 40% say none.
Oh, wow.
What?
39% say I took a peek, and about 20% say a whole lot.
Come on. Right. It's opening day. What else are you doing with yourself?
Okay.
That's so weak.
It's okay.
Every team was playing yesterday. You want to see what the rules, how that's going to play out and everything?
Oh, nobody knows baseball like you do. What are you, Bob Costas here?
1983 baseball.
Slow down. Yeah, I know. By the way, we were showing old uniforms, and Rock Reigns was wearing the Montreal Expo uniform, those powder blue, light blue. But it looks like the M in Montreal looks like ELB.
Totally.
But it's an M.
I always thought that was some kind of weird Canadian word or letters. I guess that's what they do in Montreal, ELB. That's what the Expos are supposed to be.
Does anybody... So, Paulie, is it M?
It's more like EMB, even though it looks like ELB.
Yeah.
It's a combination of Expos de Montreal Baseball, the French version of it.
Well, I went... So, E-D-E. M,
it's more, well, the D is smaller, so it's, it doesn't need to be in there. EMB.
Easy, Marv.
It does look like ELB, but it's more like it's supposed to be a little E than the M and the B. The original owner of the team was Edgar M. Bronfman.
Bronfman, yeah. Didn't he own the Seagrams or something?
Yeah, Seagrams.
Yeah,
he got after it.
Yeah.
Expos de Montreal Baseball.
They should still have a franchise there.
Based off the uniforms alone.
They had good teams. I remember, who was it?
Juan Cromartie.
No. Was it John Bacabella or something like that? Didn't they have a catcher? This is before Gary Carter.
Amongst the greats who played there, Gary Carter, Larry Walker, Andre Dawson, Tim Raines, Pedro was there for a while.
Yeah.
Vlad Guerrero, Dennis Martinez, Marquise Grissom.
Rusty Staub.
Yeah.
Tim Wallach.
Randy Johnson, of course. That's some heavy hitter.
Check catchers, Montreal Expos. Is it John Bacabella?
How did I not have that ready?
I don't know. I don't know why that's standing out here. I did go see a game in Montreal. I saw the Mets play in Montreal. In Montreal. Yes, Todd?
I see a John Bacabella.
Hello.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Never heard of that guy. 1963 to 1974 Cubs, Expos, and your San Francisco Giants.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Do you know that Todd's wife now says thank you, Todd?
I mean, constantly.
At home.
And I'm winking at it, but it's starting to get on my nerves a little bit. Like, I deal with that all morning for 3 hours with the show, and I come home and I'm like, we should have pizza tonight. Thank you, Todd. Like, no matter what I say. You want to watch Dateline? It's a new Dateline. Thank you, Todd.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Dennis.
Good
Happy
morning.
Neat Friday. Thank you, Todd. Hey, yesterday, Mannix curse again. So last time, Mannix said the Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs, and they won the championship. This time, he says they're going to win the championship. I hope they at least make the playoffs. My Lakers, I mean, I don't need Chris Mannix, former Boston Celtic ball boy, making predictions on the Lakers. But I do hope they get all their parts together. I hope they work together. I hope they go on a run and get their 18th championship. That would be awesome. I think their midseason moves that they did was the best in the NBA. Also, I think Marv Madness could go to the Final Four only if you make him a small hands correspondent and he reports back with the hand sizes of the Final Four teams and does a little thing for the show.
Mm.
But I do have a stat of the day. Mm. Here it is. Yeah. If DeMontis Sabonis continues to average 19 points, 7 assists, 12 rebounds while shooting 60%, he'll be the only second player to do that in the season. The only other player, Wilt Chamberlain, in the 66-67 season.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. By the way, Sacramento Kings are a great story. But if you watch them, which most people don't, they are a great offense. Mike Brown is a defensive-minded coach, and they are historically bad at defense. I want to have Mike on just to say it's almost like Brian Billick was an offensive genius when he was with the Ravens coaching them, but they won with one of the greatest defenses in history, and their offense wasn't good at all. I don't know what that must be like where you're going, oh, my God, these guys don't play defense. I mean, they might try to play defense. One of the best offenses statistically in the history of the NBA and one of the worst defenses statistically. Yes, Marv?
Plenty of people will end up seeing them next season. They're going to have 49
every game
on
should be
TV.
On TNT every night with the Sacramento.
Every Thursday.
Yeah. Corey in San Diego. Hi, Corey. What's on your mind today?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Corey.
So I got a poll question for you.
Oh.
What is the best day of sports in the year? My vote is the opening day of Masters. And also my vote for the best golfer in the world ever is Ben Hogan.
All right. Well, thank you, Corey. Ben Hogan in the car accident and career cut short. Did win a major after the car accident. Probably a couple of majors after that. Yes, Todd?
Can you put the first round of the Masters over the first day of all the college basketball March Madness?
No. Sunday at Augusta is better than Thursday at Augusta. Because there's, the tournament's on the line. Yeah, Paul.
So single day, not weekend. That changes it. Final Four Saturday. College football Final Four.
How about opening day of the NFL?
Thanksgiving Day?
Those games usually aren't very good.
And with Masters, wouldn't you say the Sunday of the Masters more than the Thursday?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I was looking at the list.
Yes, Todd.
Thanksgiving Day underrated, though. A lot of people have a four-day weekend. You're relaxed. Maybe you're dealing with family you don't want to deal with, but you got three football games, and you got the next three, 4 days off. Yeah, nice.
I don't look forward to Thanksgiving football games because it's like, all right, yay, Lions, Cowboys. And then you'll usually have a Sunday night game on NBC. John in Florida. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, John.
First time.
Turn down your radio, yep. John.
It's off.
Turn anyway, down your TV.
My TV's off.
Okay.
Anything else I can help you with there?
All right. All right, John. Sorry. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for calling. Oh, no, I called you.
Okay.
This one's actually two of them for Paulie. Paulie, I was at Disco Demolition in Chicago. And actually, I wasn't there. My twin brother was there. And he was there and disappointed they didn't play the second game because his fraternity brother was scheduled to be the starting pitcher of the second game, a guy named Guy Hoffman. But also along the lines of players you never heard of, biggest draft pick that I think, basketball player out of Loyola Chicago in 73-74.
Is LaRue first Martin.
Very good.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Was John listening to the show? Yeah, Paulie.
I was at Disco Demolition. Actually, it wasn't me. It was my twin brother. Like, he had all the time to think about it. Then he realized it wasn't him there.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Come to think of it, I wasn't there. Bryant Gumbel will join us coming up this hour. More phone calls. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.